EY weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. Ample sunshine expected today with daytime highs approaching 37. Southerly winds 8 to 15 miles per hour. Clear skies and quiet again tonight. Lows of aloft around 23. High temperatures reach up to 40. Tomorrow, sunshine mixed with clouds at times. 1 to 2 inches of snow Wednesday night. I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 30.
This is an Ag Business Update from AgView.net. I'm Ken Rogers. Well, Mark Brusberg, USDA chief meteorologist, describes the excellent growing conditions going on in the northern areas of Brazil.
The northern producing states, most notably Mato Grosso, which accounts for about a quarter of their soybean crops, is having a tremendous year. They were able to plant early. They've been getting abundant rain. The temperatures have been below normal, and that's a part of Brazil that can heat up if they don't get rain every few days. So they've just been having a fantastic year. So what we're going to have to look at in the months coming up is whether or not the good conditions in Mato Grosso and some of those other northern areas is going to be able to offset some of the losses that the farmers in Paraná might be seeing.
He says there are dry conditions, though, in the state of Paraná and other southern growing areas of Brazil. Well, there is good news for U.S. soybean farmers. New York will soon be the biggest state to require biodiesel to be blended into its heating oil. Recent legislation says that starting in July of next year, petroleum-based heating oil sold in the state will get blended with increasing amounts of biodiesel. Now, the goal of the move is to help New York get its goal of lowering greenhouse gas emissions. Now, biodiesel industry advocates estimate that the fuel will cut New York's annual petroleum diesel consumption by about 200 million gallons every year. All heating oil sold in New York must have at least 5% biodiesel by July 1st, 10% by 2025, and 20% by 2030. That is an Ag Business Update from AgView.net. I'm Ken Rogers.
Kansas Mid-America Network News. A man has died after being stabbed Sunday night in Wichita. According to Sergeant J.D. Summerer of the Wichita Police Department, Wichita Police, the Wichita Fire Department, and Sedgwick County EMS were dispatched to the 2700 block of North Amadon just before 5 p.m. for the report of a stabbing. Upon arrival to the scene, a man was found with stab wounds. EMS worked on the male for a considerable amount of time, but he has since been pronounced dead. According to Sergeant Summerer, an apparent argument broke out that led to the stabbing. The Hutchinson Fire Department says a mobile home is a total loss after a fire on New Year's Eve. Crews responded at around 7:15 Friday night to the 1700 block of East 95th Avenue and arrived to find the mobile home engulfed in flames. Battalion Fire Chief Jeremy Unruh said fire was visible throughout and under the home. Firefighters were able to control the fire in about an hour. Unruh said the home was destroyed. This is Kansas Mid-America Network News.
Ag News from the Mid-America Ag Network. I'm Andy Hoosier. Well, the American Farm Bureau Foundation for Agriculture's Feeding Minds Press released its latest book, Connecting Children to What Life is Like on the Farm. Foundation Education Outreach Director Julia Retko says the book features a heartwarming yet true-to-life tale.
The new book is called Barn at Night, and it is by author Michelle Hout. And Barn at Night features a father and daughter as they work in the pre-dawn hours in their barn to feed and care for their animals, and is illustrated with wonderful watercolors from the very talented illustrator Jen Benton.
They say that the book helps build awareness of agriculture through education. As they say, over the years, children have been less exposed to agricultural industries and environments as growing up more in the cities. The book is available wherever books are sold, and you can learn more online at feedingupmindspress.com. Ag News from the Mid-America Ag Network.
Yesterday, the Topeka Police Department Narcotics Unit and the Shawnee County Drug Task Force served a search warrant in the 3700 block of Southeast 30th Terrace in relation to an ongoing investigation. While conducting the search warrant, officers found marijuana, controlled substances, drug paraphernalia, and a firearm. 22-year-old Dustin Lewis of Topeka was transported to the Shawnee County Department of Corrections for possession of marijuana with the intent of distribution, possession of depressants with the intent of distribution, and possession of drug paraphernalia. The 4.3 magnitude earthquake south of Salina early in the first week of December was concerning enough that hundreds of people contacted officials to report the home rattling trembler. The surge of earthquakes came to the attention of the Kansas Corporation Commission. Linda Berry, spokeswoman for the KCC, said the commission staff was working with the Kansas Geological Survey and the Kansas Department of Health and Environment to investigate potential links between the latest earthquakes in Saline County and drilling or injection activity. This is Kansas Mid-America Network News.
Every driver is different. So is every car insurance policy. At Blue Valley Insurance, we get it. That's why we offer an array of options, from affordable coverage options to extra services and money-saving discounts. We're here to help you build the best car insurance policy for your needs. What's more, the right car insurance coverage can help protect you and your loved ones in the event of a car accident, theft, or other covered loss. See us at Blue Valley Insurance in Lynn, Greenleaf, Hanover, and Marysville.
Nebraska Mid-America Network News. A central Nebraska town is settling a lawsuit with a man it tried to stop from writing letters and emails to city officials and the police department. The city sued Guy Brock in 2020, seeking to stop him from writing to the city or police, saying the communications had become harassing and burdensome. After the city lost the lawsuit, Brock sued for attorney's fees and punitive damages. At a hearing in December, Brock and a representative for the town's insurance carrier said that it had reached a $16,000 settlement to dismiss the case. Ord is a town of 2,300 people about 60 miles northwest of Grand Island. Nebraska is seeking to collect $9,300 from the Oath Keepers Militia Group for not providing workers' compensation insurance for an employee in the state. In May, Workers' Compensation Court Judge Dirk Block said the Oath Keepers and its president did not provide proof of workers' compensation insurance for the group's only employee in Nebraska. This is Nebraska Mid-America Network News.
I struggled with symptoms like frequent gas and stomach pain for years.
I was bloated all the time with daily diarrhea.
At first, I thought it was what I was eating.
I kept thinking it was stomach issues.
So I did my research and talked to my doctor, and we finally uncovered the truth.
It was actually EPI. Exocrine pancreatic insufficiency, or EPI, is a condition where your pancreas is unable to help break down your food.
It can lead to symptoms like diarrhea, gas, bloating, stomach pain, unexplained weight loss, and oily stools.
And EPI symptoms can be confused with those of other common digestive conditions, like irritable bowel syndrome, Crohn's, and celiac disease.
So getting to the right diagnosis meant being more open with my doctor about the severity of my symptoms and how often they were happening.
But there's good news. EPI is manageable, so don't wait any longer. Use the symptom checker at identifyepi.com and schedule a visit or call with your doctor.
Reporting local news, I'm Bruce Dierking. Marshall County Commissioners last week approved year-end transfers of unspent budgets with $300,000 from Road and Bridge to Special Machinery Funds, $250,000 from Road and Bridge to the Special Road and Bridge Fund, $200,000 from the Sheriff to be split among Capital Improvement and the Sheriff's Reserve Funds, $15,000 from Emergency Management to Emergency Management Capital Outlay, $4,000 from the Treasurer to Motor Vehicle Equipment, and $20,000 from the County Clerk to Ward Election Equipment Reserve Funds. The Board designated the annual $300,000 contribution from Marshall Wind Energy, with $285,000 toward Road and Bridge, with a balance split between Guitard and Rock Townships, as previously approved. Commissioners will meet Tuesday this week, with the courthouse closed yet Monday. Washington County Commissioners approved transfer of $40,000 from the General Fund of the Health Department after hearing a request from Director Tiffany Heyman that the budget would be $33,500 short for the year. She reported that 80% of insurance billings have been caught up so far. A request from the Road and Bridge Supervisor for transfer of $1 million in unused budget was taken under advisement. It was suggested $100,000 remaining year-end balance be transferred to the shop account, $410,000 to special machinery, and $500,000 to the special bridge funds. No action was taken on the request, as commissioners noted a warning earlier this year from the auditor as to transferring large budget balances. Nemahal County Commissioners did not meet last week. Gage County Board of Supervisors passed a motion on a 4-3 vote adopting a resolution placing a moratorium on commercial solar permits until Planning and Zoning has the opportunity to review and update county regulations. Planning and Zoning Administrator Lisa Wagon spoke on solar energy and said they hope to have revisions complete in 6 months, depending on public input. Supervisor Lytle said he doesn't see the need for a moratorium. Supervisor Shuler stated he would like to see the county zoned differently between the north versus south parts of the county. And Supervisor Haxby reminded the board landowners have the option to participate or not participate through an agreement with the developer. The motion carried 4-3 with Shuler, Tiemann, and Lytle voting no. Monty Merkel will be resigning the planning and zoning position at the end of the year. Discussion followed on specifications and availability of trucks, with supervisors asking how the county can accept a bid if a price is not firm. On a current bid with the delivery date undetermined, it was suggested having the highway superintendent review the bid and bring back a recommendation for approval or disapproval at the January 12th supervisors meeting. Extension board members' terms were extended for Doris Martin, Suzanne Munn, Janice Dunce, Joanne Nima, Tom Pearson, Jody Starr, Gerard A. Haas, age 53, of Auburn, formerly of Marysville, passed away December 27th. Graveside service Monday, 11 a.m. at the Marysville City Cemetery, with Kinsley Mortuary in charge of arrangements for Gerard Haas. Susan C. Sue Haug, age 76, of Centralia, passed away December 30th. Massive Christian burial Tuesday, 11 a.m. at St. Peter and Paul's Catholic Church in Seneca, interment in the church cemetery. Visitation Monday, 8 to 5 at the Popkins Chapel in Seneca. Visitation Monday, 5 until 7 with a rosary at 7 at the church. Popkins Mortuary in charge of arrangements for Sue Haug. Ronald E. Bramlage, age 67, of Frankfort, passed away December 15th. He was buried at St. John's Catholic Cemetery, Hanover. A memorial mass would be planned at a later date. Haddon Funeral Chapel of Frankfort in charge of arrangements for Ron Bramlage. He was sports announcer on KNDY in the late 1970s. Judith J. Henners, age 57, of Wymore, passed away December 25th. No services planned at this time, with the Harmon Wright Mortuary in charge of arrangements for Judith Henners. Janice K. Williams, age 81, of Washington, passed away December 27th. Private family funeral will be held with burial in the Washington City Cemetery. Ward Funeral Home in charge of arrangements for Janice Williams.
What happened?
This house is too small.
So let's buy a new house.
But we can't afford a new house. Money doesn't grow on trees.
That's why we'll go to United Bank and Trust. I heard they have low mortgage rates that are affordable for everyone.
Well, then let's go right now.
Stop and see me, Nick Wolf, at United Bank and Trust to talk about getting your new home loan process started, or visit us online at www.ubankonline.com. UBank, we deliver. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for Northeast Kansas and Southeast Nebraska. As this past weekend's low pressure system continues further east, we will see a small warming trend across the Midwest. Temperatures will warm up fairly quickly throughout Monday and continue to hold steady throughout Tuesday. On Monday, we can expect to see highs in the mid-30s and lower 40s throughout Iowa, the lower 40s and lower 50s throughout Nebraska, the upper 30s and lower 50s throughout Kansas, and the lower 30s to lower 40s throughout Missouri. This warming trend will be very short-lived as another low-pressure system moves through over Tuesday night and into Wednesday. For today's forecast, sunny skies and a high nearing 34. South winds between 5 and 10 miles per hour. Clear skies overnight tonight with a low around 22. South winds 10 to 15. Mostly sunny skies as we head into Tuesday and a high nearing 40. I'm forecaster Kara Foster.
Average high temperature early January 39. Record high on this date 64. The average low 19 and the record low 18 below zero. Sunrise this morning, 7:47. Sunset this evening, 5:16. Just over 3 inches snowfall accumulation reported across the region over the weekend.
Is it possible for animals to get frostbite? Absolutely. We have some safety tips next from the Old Farmer's Almanac.
If you're a farmer or rancher, chances are you've thought about joining Kansas Farm Bureau. So what's stopping you? Your membership means you have a seat at the table when it comes to the issues that affect your farm. Things like trade, taxes, water, and regulations. The state's largest farm advocacy organization brings your message to policy decision makers at the county, state, and national level. The Voice of Agriculture becomes your voice and fights for Kansas farmers and ranchers. And a Kansas Farm Bureau membership includes other benefits. For about $50 a year, you'll receive discounts on equipment and supplies, cell phone plans, financial and legal support, home and office supplies, and more. You'll also receive Kansas Living, a quarterly lifestyle magazine featuring real stories of farmers and producers around the state, plus great recipes, crafts, and things to see and do in Kansas. Join us today. Visit kfb.org/farmer-rancher to learn more.
With more practical tips and useful advice, this is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report for Monday, January 3rd, the third day of the year. Pianist and comedian Victor Borge was born on this day, and Alaska became the 49th U.S. state today in 1959. Animals may be more suited to the outdoors than us, but even they are at risk of frostbite and sub-freezing weather. If your pet experiences frostbite, the affected tissue turns bright red to pale and then to black. If a paw or limb is frostbitten, soak it in a bowl of warm water, then dry gently. If an ear is affected, soak a cloth in warm water and wrap the ear. When drying, don't rub the area, but pat gently, then seek veterinary care. How do you know when it's too cold for your pet? Experts say the rule of thumb is, if it's too cold for you, it is too cold for them. That is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report. Learn more online at almanac.com.
Every great sandwich should start with a great bread, which is why Mrs. Baird's puts as much care and pride into baking wholesome and delicious breads as you put into every sandwich. From toasted whole grains to natural honey and molasses, Mrs. Baird's breads are made from only the best stuff to fuel you and your family. So whether it's PB&J on whole grain white or turkey and Swiss on honey 7-grain, Mrs. Baird's has a delicious, nutritious bread to build it on. Mrs. Baird's, baking breads that taste great since 1908.
Prairie View Industries wants the United States wounded and disabled veterans to know how much they are appreciated for putting their lives on the line for this great nation. Take the time to let them know their sacrifices will always be remembered. Prairie View Industries in Fairbury, breaking down barriers with our access ramps.
Kansas Mid-America Network Sports. The Kansas City Chiefs let the number one seed in the AFC slip away in the first round bye and home field advantage that comes with it. Now the AFC West champs have to beat Denver next week and hope Houston can knock off AFC South champion Tennessee to get it back. Kansas City had won 8 straight. Quarterback Patrick Mahomes had won 26 consecutive games as the starter in the months of November, December, and January. In Manhattan, Ayoka Lee continued to show why she is one of the best post players in the country, scoring 32 points and 10 rebounds, and helped Kansas State upset number 10 Baylor 68-59. K-State led by 14 in the fourth quarter, but the Bears cut the lead to 4 in the final minute. The Wildcats held off the Bears, nailing 5 three-pointers down the stretch. It's the first time the Wildcats have beat the Lady Bears in 36 tries dating back to 2004. Kansas State beat a ranked opponent for the first time since 2012. This is Kansas Mid-America Network Sports.
Hi, I'm Laura Howard, Secretary of the Kansas Department for Aging and Disability Services. In Kansas, there are more than 540,000 people on Medicare, and each day, nearly 10,000 new people enroll nationwide. While Medicare enrollment can seem daunting, it doesn't have to be. That's where SHIC, or the Senior Health Insurance Counseling for Kansas program, comes in. The SHIC program provides seniors across Kansas trusted and unbiased help about Medicare benefits. SHIC counselors provide all the information and options available so you can make an informed decision about your Medicare coverage. We look forward to helping you navigate your way to a Medicare plan that is right for you. The number to call to find your local SHIC counselor is 1-800-860-5260.
Sponsored by the Kansas Department for Aging and Disability Services and Administration for Community Living, Department of Health and Human Services, and aired in cooperation with this station.
Elijah Harkless sank a go-ahead jumper with 35 seconds remaining, scoring 21 points to spark Oklahoma to a 71-69 victory over Kansas State in a Big 12 conference opener. The basket by Harkless came after K-State battled back from an 11-point halftime deficit to tie the score at 65 on Ismail Massoud's three-pointer with 63 seconds left. K-State's Mark Smith scored 14 of his career-high 25 points in the second half for the Wildcats, who are now 8-4, who trailed 33-22 at intermission. Jalen Coleman Lands came off the bench to hit 5 three-pointers and score 20 points. Mitch Lightfoot added 14 points, and 6th-ranked Kansas held off George Mason 76-67. Kansas led 66-61 with 3 minutes left before putting the game out of reach. The game was put together when Kansas had its Big 12 opener against TCU postponed by a COVID-19 outbreak, and George Mason had 4 straight games canceled or postponed. This is Kansas.
Tune for the Coach's Corner each evening following sports at around 5:20 as we visit with area high school girls and boys basketball coaches from Diller O'Dell and Southern Monday, Axtell and Centralia Tuesday, Lynn and Hanover on Wednesday, Frankfort and Valley Heights on Thursday, and Washington County and Marysville on Friday. Plus live broadcast home and away Marysville High games on AM 1570 FM 94.1. With area games live on KNDY FM 95.5.
Support pollinators and add beauty, motion, and texture to the landscape with Little Blue Stem. Hi, I'm Melinda Myers, horticulturist and gardening expert. This native grass was selected by members of the Perennial Plant Association as the 2022 Perennial Plant of the Year. Little Blue Stem is hardy in zones 3 to 9 and grows best in full sun and well-drained soil. Plant it with perennials in native, pollinator, and cottage gardens, or in mass where you can enjoy its beauty in visiting butterflies, pollinators, and songbirds. Watch as the blue-green leaves turn yellow-orange in fall and the purplish-bronze seed heads appear. The color, motion, and texture add beauty to the winter garden. All this, and it's resistant to deer, black walnut, heat, and drought. Grow the species or one of the cultivars like Jazz, The Blue, Standing Ovation, or Blue Heaven suited to your region. Check out our website for this and other gardening tips.
Occasionally you hear of a large truckload of cattle or hogs that is stranded on the highway, and other trucks must come to offload those animals to get them feed and water. Now imagine that truckload of animals as a trailer full of tigers. That's where the story of this place began, and it's next on the American Countryside.
Hi, I'm Ag Day host Clinton Griffiths, and I invite you to join me each morning as we cover the nation's food system, from fields of green to orchards of orange and livestock everywhere in between. America runs on agriculture, and here at Ag Day, agriculture's what we do best. Listen as our analysts track the markets, learn about innovations in technology and sustainability, and live the country lifestyle through the eyes of rural America. Join me, Clinton Griffiths, for Ag Day, the country experience.
Here's farmer and landowner John Prue.
We purchased the land about 3 years ago, and there was an old farmstead on there with trees. We were going to clear the land so we could farm through it. We thought we knew where the pipe was, so we didn't call to get it located. The work on our property led to the damage of a light crude pipeline. Fortunately, no one was hurt, but it could have been much worse.
Never assume the location or depth of underground lines. Always call 811 or visit clickbeforeyoudig.com before you start work. A message from the Pipeline Operators for Ag Safety Campaign.
Miranda Smith has been around big cats from as far back as she can remember. She says it all began with her grandfather.
He actually worked at the Dallas Zoo with the big cats for a while. So he did have experience working with big cats. And he actually found Bum, who was in need. He was a lion cub who was owned by a private owner and got involved and decided to take in that little baby lion.
Her grandfather rescued that baby lion and eventually another as well. But around 30 years ago, when the family was relocating to Eureka Springs, Arkansas, they got a request that changed their life's mission.
During that move, we got a call on 42 big cats crammed into 3 cattle trailers. This lady called my grandfather and said, hey, if you don't come pick up these animals, they're going to die here.
They jumped in to rescue the big cats and began Turpentine Creek Wildlife Refuge here. Over the past 3 decades, they have realized the great need to rescue many of these large predators.
Big cats are predators. They're not meant to be in people's basements, garages, backyards. We've rescued over 500 animals here, mostly predators, big cats and bears. And people think that they're good pets or are meant to be in their homes, but that's not great for the animal or for the people.
In a time in which some big cat operations get a lot of attention, this place is different in a good way.
Our main goal here is to protect the animals and give them lifetime sanctuary. sanctuary. We are strictly rescue, so we do not buy, trade, sell, breed. We don't do the close encounters with the public.
There's much that goes into rescuing lions, tigers, bears, and more, and you may not realize all that is involved. There's more next time as we travel the countryside. Eureka Springs, Arkansas. I'm Andrew McCray.
Have you ever heard the saying, there's no such thing as a free lunch? Well, that's not true for students in Kansas. Free breakfast, too. Every student, every age, every school day. All you have to do is be enrolled at a Kansas school and enjoy eating safe and delicious meals free of charge. Turns out, there really are free lunches because healthy food fuels hungry minds.
Brought to you by the Kansas Department of Education, the USDA, and this station.
Deworming cattle prevents parasites from making them sick. Hi, I'm Jody Hinke. Choose dewormers carefully because there is no cookie-cutter approach to herd health as you're living the country life.
Living the Country Life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic and from previous shows by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com. We'll return to the show after these messages.
Commodity Classic is the one-of-a-kind farming experience where you can talk to the engineer who developed that piece of equipment. Talk to the seed dealer to find out what products work best for you. Talk to the experts and get inside their heads to get real answers in real time and get real feedback on the information you need. Commodity Classic is the place to do it all. Be in New Orleans March 10th through 12th for the largest farmer-led, farmer-focused agricultural and educational experience. The future is in your hands at CommodityClassic.com.
If you're looking for new ideas for what to do around your place in the country, register for the Living the Country Life newsletter. Once a week, you'll receive helpful tips in your inbox on a wide variety of seasonal and timely topics, along with so much more. Living the Country Life is for all those people who love to live in the country. Sign up for your free newsletter today by visiting livingthecountrylife.com.
Producers deworm cattle and other livestock to protect them from health-robbing external and internal parasites. There are several methods for administering a dewormer, from injections to pour-on products. A question you should ask when choosing is, does the effectiveness match the efficiency? John Davidson is the Senior Associate Director for Beef Cattle Professional Services at Beringer Ingelheim. He says deworming products should not all be considered equal.
Because they are chemically different, their behavior in the animal is different. The parasite susceptibility to those products and compounds is going to be different. So knowing the objective of the deworming protocol, what the goals are, the timing and seasonality, all those things factor in terms of ultimately selecting a product that is going to best fit your program and also give you the greatest return on your investment.
He emphasizes the importance of sitting down with your veterinarian to make sure you're both on board with which products will be used and how they fit into your operation.
The production goals and the limitations for whether it's facilities, labor, timing, other things. Are we talking farmer feeders here or strictly cow-calf or a hobby-type enterprise? Really understanding the goals of the producer, it's critical for a veterinarian so they can devise a herd health protocol that is the best fit for that producer. So no, I would not recommend a one-size-fits-all.
Proper dosing and administration of products and excellent pasture management can reduce the likelihood of parasites developing resistance to commonly used dewormers. The best time to deworm depends on your region, your climate, and type of operation. Learn more about choosing dewormers at livingthecountrylife.com. I'll see you in the country.
Living the Country Life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic, share your tips, and post photos by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com.
RX Drug Store in downtown Marysville is here for you with over-the-counter medicines for cold, flu, and allergy season, and prescription drugs for more serious matters. They also offer curbside pickup and delivery services. Don't forget to bring in your new insurance card for the new year with RX Drug Store.
No one like Jesus, who can handle my situation. He's my strength. He's my everything. Thank you, Jesus, for your love and for your mercy. Thank you, Jesus, for your love and for your mercy. Your name is
mercy. am fascinated watching virtual painting tutorials. But even if the instructor gives detailed instructions, if you get off track, your painting won't turn out as well as you'd hoped. Hi, I'm Callie Breeze with Thrivent, helping you thrive with purpose. You know, sometimes it's easy to get off track with our financial budgets. Whether you had an unexpected bill come up, or maybe you overspent during an online sale, it can be easy to get off track. One way to ensure you stay disciplined with your finances is to list out your needs and your wants and your wishes. Your needs could include things like your mortgage, your car payments, and groceries. Your wants could be anything from paying off your student loans early to buying a new patio set. And your wishes, well, that could be wanting to retire early so you can care for your grandchildren. And just like following along to the instructor's directions at the beginning of a paint class, be sure to follow your budget. If you get off track, pick things back up. When you prioritize sticking to a budget, you can achieve more financial clarity and live a life of meaning.
If you're a propane customer, make sure your propane system is operating safely by having it inspected by a qualified service technician. If you've run out of propane or had an interruption of service, your propane supplier is required to test your propane system to ensure that it is leak-free and safe. Each family member should know what propane smells like and what to do in the event of a gas leak. Call your propane supplier for additional information. This message brought to you by this station and the Kansas Propane Education and Research Council, Greg Knoll, Executive Director.
Can the U.S. agricultural trade juggernaut keep the momentum up in 2022? Find out today on Farm to Fork. New is fine, but when it comes to customer service, give me old-fashioned any day. Gempler's is a family-owned independent farm and home supply company that's been around since 1939. You call and get a real person to help you find just the right problem-solving tool or gear to work smarter, safer, and more comfortably. Shop Gemplers.com or give them a call. Phone number's on the website. Again, that's Gemplers.com.
Hey there, it's Mike Rowe, and if you're out there getting dirty, do me a favor and remember to call or click 811 before you dig. And when I say dig, I refer to any activity requiring boring, tilling, drilling, probing, reaming, plowing, drudging, or even scoping. Anything that causes you to roll up your sleeves a little and dig in requires you to first connect with 811 so that you can avoid all those buried pipes, wires, and cables underground. To sum up, call or click 811 before you dig and visit safeexcavator.com for more information.
2021 was a record year for agricultural trade in the U.S., and there's plenty of talk about how the sector will operate this next year. During a recent Farm Foundation forum, Colorado State University ag economist Amanda Countryman analyzed U.S. ag trade prospects in the year ahead.
There are opportunities to potentially harmonize regulations for trade, labor, and the environment, but there are tremendous challenges with non-tariff measures that restrict U.S. exports, especially for agriculture, to the European Union.
Countryman says Europeans are particular.
Reduced restrictions on conventional U.S. production practices seems unlikely, especially with continued advancements in the European Union that prohibit conventional production practices in U.S. agriculture, the livestock and crop sectors.
On the other hand, says Countryman, the rest of the world shows promise.
The past 2 years have been tremendous for U.S. agriculture when we think about exports and global markets. I think there are tremendous opportunities for innovation as there's a continued focus on sustainability and regenerative agriculture.
Tomorrow I'll have a report on another recent discussion on ag trade. That's Farm to Fork. I'm Daryl Anderson.
Hummus Trucking Incorporated greatly values each and every customer for their patronage and loyalty, and pledges to continue offering high standards, safe, dependable, and friendly service. From your friends at Hummus Trucking Incorporated in Seneca, commercial trucking as well as truck and trailer repair. Customer satisfaction is the top priority at Carriage Chevrolet GMC Buick, so thank you for all trusting us with your car buying experience. Carriage Chevrolet GMC Buick in Beatrice. Explore our impressive selection of new and pre-owned cars, crossovers, and SUVs online or stop by our showroom to experience all that we have to offer.
Ag News from the Mid-America Ag Network. I'm Andy Hoosier with the latest quarterly hogs and pigs report. Shows inventory at near 74.2 million head. It is down near 4% from the same time back in 2020. Economist Dr. Steve Meyer with Partners for Production Agriculture says the report shows hog supplies will still be rebounding next year, which makes prices relatively good in the market.
I cannot get very close to them in my models based on fundamental supply and demand. So I think they should be really being pretty aggressive about pricing animals, especially if they can execute a strategy that with call options or something that leaves the top side of this market open to them.
He says right now producers looking at marketing in the new year are wondering about consumer demand, as 2021 was a demand-driven market for hogs.
Get to where those futures prices are in the summer, we've got to have some strengthening of demand from where it is at the moment. I think it will bounce back some. I think we had some changes of habits and such during the COVID shutdowns that will benefit us in the long run, but that's going to be the key on whether we can get these hogs up bumping $100 like the futures say right now.
He goes on to say that export opportunities in 2022 will see growth in key areas. NPV focuses on their international supply marketing strategy.
We think that exports are going to grow just a bit this year from last year's level, but it's going to be Mexico, Canada, the Philippines, South Korea, Japan, South American countries. It's going to be those that drive the growth. We don't think China is going to be a factor in that at this point.
He goes on to say that there is some optimism ahead and supplies will be larger in the second half of the year for 2022. With good prices on the board, they can lock in some decent profit margins, even with some of the higher costs of production that many farmers may see as the year progresses. Producers can visit the website at porkcheckoff.org for more marketing insights. They can also find some recipes and ways to utilize pork as they try to expand the market continuously here in the U.S. Ag News from the Mid-America Ag Network. I'm Andy Hoosier.
Having trouble finding a new car this holiday season? Can't wrap your mind around paying massive markups? At Midwest Kia, during the Kia Command the Season sales event, you won't have to worry about being left with a lump of coal. Grab your holiday spirit and head to Midwest Kia to put your name on one of over 200 new 2022 Kias that will be here in time for Christmas. And Midwest Kia has the better way to buy with the inventory to match. Never priced above sticker, all with the best stocking stuffer in town. Kia's amazing 10-year 100,000-mile limited powertrain warranty. Plus, we want to get you approved, even when the other guys have said no.
No.
With as little as $600 cash or trade, you could get your credit back on track and get into a brand new Kia today. For the best car buying experience in town, visit Midwest Kia or MidwestKia.com, and you'll see why people are singing,
"We want to see ya in a Midwest Kia."
On select models with approved credits, warranties, and limited powertrain warranties.
There will be a land auction, 468 acres in southeast Nebraska in Pawnee County, to be sold in three tracts for the Margaret Bookwalter Family Trust on Saturday, January 15th, sale time 10 a.m. in Pawnee City. Tract 1 is a quarter section, 6 miles north and a mile west of Summerfield, and includes 36 acres in row crop, 58 acres warm season grass, 35 acres pasture, and 16 acres CRP. Tract 2 is a short quarter 3 miles north of Summerfield on Highway 99 and consists of 151 acres grass with 5-strand barbed wire fence. Finally, Tract 3 is another short quarter 3 miles north of Summerfield on 99 and a mile and a half west on Highway 8. This features 116 acres in row crop with a balance of 35 acres in a watershed. The property includes a building site with an older pole shed and smaller storage sheds. The farm is terraced and boasts a high percentage of Wymore soil. For inspection or details, contact Mark Easter with Easter & Associates at Syracuse. Sale bill and particulars online at goeaster.com. Sale date Saturday, January 15th, 10 a.m. at the Pawnee City United Methodist Church, State Highway 50 and 9th Street. Again, contact Easter & Associates or go online at goeaster.com.
This is an Ag Business Update from AgView.net. I'm Ken Rogers. As some areas of the southern and central plains have seen no or little precipitation since mid-October, impacts on crops, pastures, and rangelands continue to grow more adverse. Rod Bain with more.
The mention of extreme weather for this last week of 2021 should also include continuing dryness in parts of the central and southern plains. As USDA meteorologist Brad Rippey notes,
The central and southern Great Plains remain critically dry, and especially since the big mid-December dust storm.
Very little precipitation in some areas since mid-October. Rippey says this raises concerns about winter wheat.
Left winter wheat in pretty rough shape heading into the middle of the cold season. It's not too late to revive that crop, but certainly winter wheat stands are very uneven.
As well as pasture and rangeland conditions, primarily brown and unhealthy. In addition,
that has led to a number of flash fires. Even on December 27th, we saw a grass fire near Denver burning about 150 acres. Through this happening this year due to the dryness and the cured vegetation, the low humidity levels, and the gusty winds that continue across the central and southern Great Plains.
I'm Rod Bain reporting for the U.S. Department of Agriculture in Washington, D.C.
Speaking of forecasts, Matt McLaughlin, who is an economist at USDA, has some early forecast numbers for food prices for 2022 from USDA.
For now, we are forecasting that prices for all food will increase between 2 and 3%, and that food away from home prices will increase 3 to 4%. That's slightly above their historical average of about 2.8%. And that food at home will increase somewhere between 1.5 and 2.5%, centered on its historical average of 2%.
That's an Ag Business Update from AgView.net. I'm Ken Rogers.
From stationary sheds to portable livestock shelters, 6 to 8 foot heights, Hometown Lumber and Hardware builds quality sheds in a variety of sizes. Give them your specifications and your color choice, and they'll create the perfect shelter that provides an escape for your animals from rain, hail, and high winds, plus shade from the sun. Delivery is available. Hometown Lumber and Hardware in Marysville appreciate your business and thanks you for shopping local. It truly does make a difference.
Stagnant machinery market won't last forever. When things start to turn around, be ready whether you're looking for new or used on Successful Farming Radio.
Successful Farming Radio, providing information farmers need in the field, in the shop, and in the office. Committed to growing your business in agriculture.
Are you looking for new advanced technology for your farm operation? Need some advice on managing your farm or tips on finding the best machinery prices? You'll find all this and more in Successful Farming Magazine. Subscriptions are available online at agriculture.com. Visit agriculture.com and complete your subscription to Successful Farming Magazine today.
Get the latest ag news, markets, weather, and more when you sign up for today's news from Successful Farming. Register at agriculture.com/newsletter for today's news, the free Successful Farming e-newsletter. Once a day, you'll get an email packed with relevant news hitting the ag industry online and around the nation, along with the three big things happening today. Visit agriculture.com/newsletter to subscribe to today's news from Successful Farming.
Market has stunk for dealers and manufacturers since 2013. The break came in 2019 when commodity prices improved and farmers started buying. Then COVID hit, and along with it came shortages of everything from computer chips to steel. Used equipment comes with sticker shock. Industry leaders say that shortages will continue during most of 2022. Dave Mowitz is the executive machinery editor for Successful Farming. He says once manufacturers start producing and shipping ample supplies of new machinery, a pent-up demand will hit once again. This is good news for those searching for late-model used iron.
I predict in about 2 or 3 years, we're going to start seeing a potential glut of late-model used equipment hit the marketplace. So prices will be down to more realistic levels. So if you're looking at scheduling your purchases of farm machinery, think that thing through.
He recommends maintaining a tight relationship with your dealer. But if your equipment, such as tractors and tillage equipment, is still good, rebuild what's needed to keep them going for now.
I know it's time in the shop, but hey, it's winter. We can drink coffee, go play with our machinery in the shop. My point is that you may want to look to schedule your machinery purchases down the line and schedule must-have machinery is new or late model used, and then look at maybe cashing in on some of these bargains that are going to present themselves in about 2 to 3 years.
I'm Jody Hinke. Read more about equipment trends and find out what yours is worth at agriculture.com.
Third Road Ag Sales have concept by AgriTech. Innovative technology and proven products improve soil health, increase yields, and allow greater return on your investments. See the difference for yourself with a call today to Third Road Ag. Hey, producers, remember they offer American Family Net Wrap and can fill your needs today. Check out Third Road Ag Sales on Facebook.
Market information from the Mid-America Ag Network. I'm Andy Hoosier, going through a Monday today for a brand new week and a brand new year here. Kind of mixed across the board for the grain market. Corn and wheat still struggling a little bit. Soybeans are hanging in there in the green right now. Livestock is still mostly mixed across the board. Corn started off relatively strong today, but has dipped down into the red as the day has gone along. March corn is down 4 3/4 right now at 588.5. Kansas City wheat, they've been lingering in the red all day today with Chicago, with the Kansas City wheat for March down 8 1/4 at 793.25. Chicago is down 12 1/4 itself as well. In the bean market, as we mentioned, a little bit of green light here. January beans up 14 3/4 at 1343.5. We have the meal for January up 11.20 at 422.90. And the bean oil for January is up by 11 cents at 56 at 41. We'll see if they can maintain those positive numbers going into the close here in just a little bit for the first day of trading. In the cotton market, they are still in the green. They have slowed their growth a little bit, but they're still positive right now. March cotton up by 52 cents at 113.12. Canola has been taking a big hit today, down 56 bucks, sitting at 10.12 and 80 cents. In the oats market, they are kind of mixed. They started off pretty strong today, but now they're starting to see a dip in the market. March oats are down 5.5 cents at 677.5. The May oats are in the positive still by a penny at 650.75. Livestock market today still kind of mixed all over. Live cattle down, feeder cattle up for the moment, with February live cattle down by 60 cents at 139.10. The feeder cattle for January is in the green by 2 pennies at 166.90. Lean hogs are mixed right now, with February down by 1/4 at 81.22. Later futures are in the green, with April lean hogs up by 5 pennies at 86.77. U.S. dollar index today, that is kind of trending with the stock market, mostly higher right now. March index up by 68 cents at 96.28. 30-year bonds are in the red by 2 points at 157.
Having trouble finding a new car this holiday season? Can't wrap your mind around paying massive markups? At Midwest Kia, during the Kia Command the Season sales event, you won't have to worry about being left with a lump of coal. Grab your holiday spirit and head to Midwest Kia to put your name on one of over 200 new 2022 Kias that will be here in time for Christmas. And Midwest Kia has the better way to buy, with the inventory to match. Never priced above sticker, all with the best stocking stuffer in town. Kia's amazing 10-year 100,000-mile limited powertrain warranty. Plus, we want to get you approved, even when the other guys have said no.
No.
With as little as $600 cash or trade, you could get your credit back on track and get into a brand new Kia today. For the best car buying experience in town, visit Midwest Kia or MidwestKia.com, and you'll see why people are singing,
"We want to see ya in a Midwest Kia."
On select models, approved credits, warranty is a limited powertrain warranty.
For concrete, call Marysville Ready Mix. Marysville Ready Mix has rebar and bill sand available, and can refer you to several contractors who do concrete work. At Marysville Ready Mix, they'll help you figure the amount of concrete you'll need. Marysville Ready Mix has patio blocks, splash blocks, and parking blocks. Call on Marysville Ready Mix for concrete, 562-3418. From Blue Rapids or Summerfield, call Collect, 562-3418.
For all your gas and service needs, it's OK Service Station in Hanover. You'll get fast, friendly, dependable service every time you visit. They have fuel available 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Ask how you can get a gas card for 24-hour fueling at OK Service. They also handle tires, tire repair, exhaust work, and oil changes, too. Stop by, say hi to the folks at OK Service in Hanover.
Thank you.
legends of country music play here on Classic Country KMDY Marysville. AM 1570 and FM 94.1. Now, ABC News.